the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, there's lots of figures in this new report today from the National Transport Authority. It's walking and cycling index for 2025. Up to 510,000 non-leisure return walking, wheeling and cycling trips are made in the Dublin metropolitan area each day by residents who could have used a car. And in the other major cities around the country as well, it seems that there has been an increase in the numbers who cycle every week. Not necessarily the number of people cycling, but they may do more often than they had been doing in the past. So does this mean that the 600 million euro that's been spent in Dublin alone on active travel schemes is paying off? Our first guest is a Fine Gael TD for Dunleary Rathdown, Maeve O'Connell. Maeve, you're looking for an audit of the money that's been spent. Why? No, she seems to have dropped off the line. So Philem Jose is with us as well, Green Party councillor for Cabra Glasnevin. What's your opinion on these figures announced today by the National Transport Authority?
I think it's really positive. I think it shows that if you build it, people will use it. And I think it's really positive that about 70 to 80% of people across these cities want to see more active travel infrastructure built. I think there's a lot more work to do. We're just getting started now in Dublin and other cities, and we need to stay the course, and we need more funding. We've seen that the funding has been for active travel has been frozen by this government, while, you know, inflation for construction is going up. So we're able to do a lot less in Dublin City with the same amount of money because it costs so much more. We need an increase in funding.
It does look, though, Phelan, if you dig into the figures, that maybe those who do cycle are doing do so on a more regular basis, but then that the number of people cycling or who have access to a bike has fallen a little bit.
And the answer to that is in the report as well, which shows that people want safer cycling infrastructure. You know, 70-80%, they want safer cycling infrastructure, and they say the barriers to people who are not cycling, who say they want to. You know, they openly say that they want to do it and they would like to be able to do it, but the infrastructure isn't there for it, and that's why we need to do more. Like, when I look at cities like Amsterdam and other European cities in the 1970s, they were dominated by cars. They were unsafe places for people to walk and cycle. But over time, over decades, through courage and leadership, they transformed their cities, and that's where we are at now. We're just beginning that, but we need to stay the course and transform and rebuild our city to make it easier to walk and cycle for children, for people of all ages, and just be a much more safer, healthier, climate resilient city.
Okay, I think we have re-established contact with Maeve O'Connell, the Fine Gael TD for Dunleary Rathdown. Maeve, I was saying that you want an audit done of the money that's been spent over the last 5 years. Why so, please?
Call it an audit, call it a review, but I'm sure we can all agree that we want to make sure that we're making the best investment to ensure we maximise reductions in our transport emissions. We're halfway to our 2030 target, and clearly that is something that seems eminently sensible to do.
But what would be involved in the audit or review?
Well, we'll be involved in the ordinary review is we've some very, very good schemes, particularly in Dunleary. So the Wyattville Road, Blackrock Village, both very successful. But we need to make sure that we're putting the right measures in the right place with the right consultation and ensuring that those are the ones that we invest in more over the next 5 years.
Okay. What do you think? Phelan was just saying that it's a lack of investment means that people are concerned about the safety of cycling, and that if more facilities are put in place to encourage people about the safety of cycling, that they then will use those facilities. What's your response to that?
Well, I think government has invested near 600 million over the last 5 years to ensure that there's more safer and easier cycling routes around our city. And certainly safety is one aspect of it. But if you look at today's report, and I know you actually said there's a lot of figures, so don't want to bamboozle people with any more. But the 16 to 24 year old cohort, for example, 30% of them are lesser cycling than 5 years ago. So I think, for example, there's a real opportunity around schools and colleges to invest more in the cycling and walking infrastructure around there. That'll free up parents from having to do the drives, saving emissions. And we're investing in the next generation of cyclists for the long term.
OK, Philem Jose, why do you think there's been a drop off in that age category?
I think there's a lot more work to do. Like I said, we're just beginning it. Like, most people in my area, especially in the Cabra area, have seen no, you know, uptake or no increase in the infrastructure that's available to them. We've only seen a small amount of work that's being done. People in my area are crying out for safer infrastructure. They're emailing me and they're asking me when these schemes that were promised 2 years ago, when they will be delivered. And Dublin City Council are working on it, but I'm not sure they'll have the funding for it now when it's ready to go to construction next year. So we need to deliver these projects across every area of the city and other cities and around the country to enable people to be able to walk and cycle, people of all ages, people like in the 80s, 90s, children walked to school, children cycled to school. And now we're stuck with parents ferrying them across because it's not safe. I want children to be able to have that freedom, to be able to walk and cycle safely to school like they did in the 70s and 80s.
Is it possible that if we have increased prices for petrol and diesel as a result of the war in the Middle East, that out of necessity, people will be saying that they leave the car at home because they won't be able to afford to fill the tank?
It's possible, but we need to put in the infrastructure to make those people feel safe and make those people actually do that safely. Delivering safe cycling infrastructure and safe walking infrastructure is about making people who currently do it feel safe, but it's also about encouraging people and making people who don't do it, who would like to do it, feel safe. So that's why we need to deliver that infrastructure.
Fallon, you mentioned about people walking and cycling to school in the 1980s and 1990s, and I would have done that myself in the 80s, but the population was about half what it is now. The amount of cars on the road were about three times as many now. Doesn't that make it very difficult to go back to what it used to be like?
And it was the same story in every other European city that has transformed their city. Like cities like Amsterdam and Brussels where it was, you know, there was a lot more cars. But if we build the infrastructure and if we encourage people to use the infrastructure like we're doing now, and if we stay the course and if we have the funding to keep doing that, we can absolutely transform our cities.
Okay, Maeve O'Connell, what do you make of comparisons between the likes of Amsterdam and Brussels? Are they relevant to us here in Ireland?
Well, in fairness to our local authorities, they followed international best practice in rolling out the various schemes that have been implemented over the last 5 years. But I'm not sure all those schemes have worked effectively. As I said, we have some clear examples like Wyattville Road and Blackrock that have, but there's other areas where there was a lack of local consultation. And it's very important to engage in the local communities to ensure they are the ones that also use these investments, as opposed to just focusing on people who are passing through from A to B. And coming back to Phelan's point around neighbourhoods and their safety, in the same study today, that produced the 30% less of the 16 to 24-year-olds, 30% more adults actually think their local community is safe for children. So there is those positives and those opportunities, which is what I would look at, that there's opportunities there for us to invest where we can make a real difference. And that's what we need to be doing as we move to spending $1 billion by 2030 in active travel, that we're spending it in the right places to make the right difference for everybody.
Just clarify something you said there, Maeve, in relation to people in their local areas being happy with the facilities been put in. But does that then not provide a charter for people in local areas to perhaps selfishly block something that might be for the greater overall good?
Again, these are where I think we have the learnings. If you consider an area now like Kilmacud, where an awful lot of active travel measures were implemented, by the council's own results, that actually resulted in less walking and cycling, because the unfortunate, unexpected consequence was the traffic was diverted into what was a quiet community residential area. So those are the learnings that I'm asking that we look at and take those measures so we avoid those things again in the future. We don't keep replicating the same mistake and thus not hit our traffic targets and not achieve what Phelan and myself both want to achieve. We want to see more people walking and cycling. It's a beautiful day today. Everybody should be out walking and cycling.
Okay, thank you very much, Maeve O'Connell of Fine Gael and Feljan Jose of the Green Party, for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.